Hi, this is Christina.
And Carmen.
And this is Novelas con Cafecito, a podcast where we watch the novelas from our childhood,
sip cafecito, and talk shit about them.
Watch with us.
All right. Hello, everyone. This is Carmen.
And Christina.
And we are the host of Novelas con Cafecito. Today, we are talking about episode 26 and 27?
Yes. Yeah. A twofer.
Twofer? That sounds weird.
I won't say that again.
Thank you. I keep forgetting which episodes like we're on, and I always have to look back at my notes to see which wasn't the last one. So what happens in episode 26? Well, what's the summary, I guess?
Okay, so the summary. Oh, right. So before we get into the summary, what we're going to do is briefly share a small summary for episode 26, talk a little bit about the important parts, and then break down in detail episode 27.
Is the plan. Also, mm-hmm. I don't think my notes were that detailed because I was so tired. So we'll just see what comes out. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Carmen went on like an accidental 12.5 mile
12
hike.
And a half mile hike. Yeah. Got some blisties on my...
Blisties, yeah.
I'm dying.
That's a lot, though, and especially if you're not prepared for it. Like, the most I've walked in a day was 16 miles, but I've been walking 10 to 12 miles a day. Thanks, Army.
I was going to say, that's when you were in the Army.
Mm-hmm. Now, if I do, like, a 7-mile hike, I don't know where I would be dying. So, 12.5, I would be dead, too.
Well, see, I knew the hike was, like... I think like 7 miles. What I wasn't prepared for was that park ranger guy that told us we couldn't park inside because it was crowded when it was not. That was a lie.
That's fucked up. Why'd he do that?
I don't know.
Being racist.
That's my maybe possibly. I wouldn't doubt it.
It was a car full of Latinas. So
Latinas.
Yeah. We should stop.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway. I know. And so, yeah, we ended up walking more because we had to walk to the park entrance and then to the trail. And it's a lot more because last time I drove all of that. And yeah, that's why I'm so tired.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens, you know.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. Notes.
Yeah. My summary. So episode 26, Teresa decides to start a fight with Mariano over Aurora's arrival because
she's a bitch.
Yes, because Teresa is a bitch. And Mariano and Aurora ran into each other at school and they hung out a little bit. She asked him not to spoil the
surprise,
which sounds reasonable. And then Teresa just exaggerated, which I'll get into more in a little bit. Ruben offers to become Teresa's sugar daddy because he's like, I can give you more than a measly apartment.
Should we say in Spanish... Su
papá azúcar.
Papá de azúcar.
Oh, papá de azúcar.
Su papi de azúcar.
Su papi de azúcar. Is that really what the term is?
I have no idea. I just...
Can someone tell us, please? I don't know what sugar daddy is in Spanish. Me neither.
I think they just say sugar daddy. That or no.
You're probably right. And Doña Refugio has another mini heart attack because Don Armando tells her that the shop, El Taller, was officially closed and he has lost his job. She does this in front of Esperanza and Don Armando. I think those are the main things.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, to go into a little more detail over the fight, though, because that's going to come back in
episode 27. That's what I was going to ask about, yeah.
So Teresa gets all bent out of shape, but it's only to Mariano.
She starts tripping for no reason.
Yeah, she doesn't do this to Aurora. But she tells Mariano, oh, I can't believe you decided to see Aurora before me. No, my bad. She decided to see you before me. And again, it was just, they just ran into each other. This wasn't planned.
Yeah, she didn't do it on purpose.
And then Teresa's like, she likes you. You know that she likes you. You know that. And you still saw her. And he was like, I don't know anything about that.
Is she like crying, yelling, or is she like mad yelling? Like what's
oh, my bad. Mad yelling.
Okay. You made it sound like she's crying. And I was like, that doesn't sound like Teresa.
It's not her. Yeah.
You're being like Paloma right now.
That was Paloma.
And yeah. Teresa is no Paloma. So stop it.
This is true, though. Yeah. Yeah, my bad. So, yeah, she's yelling this at him. And then, yeah, makes this big scene, stops talking to him, leaves. And he's just so confused. And this is almost abusive, I would say, to be honest.
I mean, I would say she's been abusive the whole time because she's, like, you know, manipulating. I don't know. Emotionally abusive for sure, I guess.
And yeah, and so then she storms off, and then he's like, again, sad and almost crying. He's like, "Was it? How did this even start?" He's just confused.
Yeah,
and they are still fighting next episode, so we'll see that. And another important thing that happens in this episode that is worth, you know, going into more detail is Ruben and Teresa's encounter is worth going into more detail because it starts. That's how next episode starts. So during the episode 26, Genoveva and Ruben meet to go over business details. Genoveva continues to spread the rumor that she's been spreading, which is not true at all because the apartment is for Luisa. But she also tells Ruben that the apartment is for Teresa, that Profe is getting her an apartment. And Ruben is like, Mr. Goody Two Shoes is not that good, and he is getting with Teresa.
Because why else would he be buying her an apartment? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. And again, it's not for her.
Yeah.
And so then they meet later in the episode. Teresa walks into
Ruben's.
Yeah. Into office. Ruben's office to do work things. Then out of nowhere, he's like really coming on to her. And like at some point tries to kiss her. She moves her head and like does like a whoop. She like almost dodges him. Yeah. He's like, I can offer you more than Arturo de la Barrera. He's just giving you an apartment, but I can give you money. I can give you riches, blah, blah, blah. Teresa tells him, I don't know where you're getting this information from. The apartment is for him, for his sister, Luisa. And Ruben is basically like, stop lying. You know, we both know he's that's like, not true.
You ain't got to lie to kick it.
Yeah. And then he's like, and you don't have to deny the thing we have going on. There's a thing here.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, no, señor. No, señor, there's not.
Por favor. Señor,
cálmese. And why did you sound like the girl from the House of Flowers? Señor, por favor.
Because that's who I want to sound like.
Oh, I remember I accidentally started talking like her.
And we made fun of you.
Fun of yeah. It. Yeah, for so long. And then I was
literally talking like her.
Yes. Paola, right? Paola or Paula?
Paula.
Oh, Paula. Okay. I couldn't remember if it was Paola or Paula.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Cacas?
Cacas. That is such a good show. I haven't seen the last season, though.
I think I did watch the last season.
Cacas? Okay. Anyway, back to Teresa. Yeah, he tells her
that he can offer her more and blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And to not deny what the thing they have going on. And she's like, what thing? There's nothing happening here.
And so he continues saying that he can offer her more. And then Teresa, it ends with her saying, okay, you're right. What women wouldn't want the things you're offering? But, and then it ends. That's where episode 26 ends.
Okay. And
there was one more thing about episode 26 I was going to mention.
Oh, what?
I can't remember.
Oh, I was going to say you should because that gives me time to think of a summary because I don't even know.
Oh, right. So, Paulo, Aida, Genoveva, that situation. Genoveva is yelling at Paulo that she knows Teresa was there and he's cut off.
Oh, blah, that's blah, blah. Right. Okay.
And then later it goes back to Aida and Genoveva talking at the house, their house, and they're just like, oh, the plan is working so well, blah, blah, blah. And then Genoveva tells Aida, oh, and good thing you're here because my son's going to need some cheering up. And then the house lady is like, he's not here. Mm-hmm. She just looks up from her cleaning and she's like, he's not even here. Mm-hmm. And they're like, where'd he go? And then she's like, he didn't say. And then we see him at the club with Raul. And he's just complaining to Raul about what his mom did. And then Raul is like, well, why don't you just become independent from your mom? And then he's like, I can't do that because she's going to take all my money. No. Yeah. He's like, she's going to take all my money, but I can't stop thinking about Teresa. And he's like, come on, you're with Aida and you've been with her for years. Just leave
her
alone. And he's like, it's not that simple. And he's like, why? How? And then Paulo continues complaining. And then Raul is like, you can't have both things. You can't have the best of both worlds. Or you're just like Teresa, because they think she is a gold digging.
Yeah.
Teresa, that she is. There's no denying that. And she knows it too. And so he's like, or you're just like her because you can't have her and you can't keep your mom's money. So just leave her.
Yeah.
And then the next day from that,
I just wanted to say that Raul is so reasonable always.
He is, yeah. At some point when they're talking, Aida calls Raul to ask if he's there with him. And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. Like, they're talking in a way so that Paulo doesn't figure out it's Aida. And then we see Raul and Aida the next day, and she's just thanking him. She has his arm around hers. They're like, they're locking arms.
Yeah, like this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. And then Aida's like, oh, thank you so much. And then kisses him in the cheek and leaves. And then Raul is like standing there by himself. And he's like, I only do this because I like you and or I love you. And I don't tell you certain things to protect you.
This is his first monologue.
Yes. Yeah. And so we see Raul get his first monologue in episode 26.
So I just said he was reasonable, but the only thing he's not reasonable about is his feelings for Aida, because that makes zero sense. Because I feel like most of the time he's a good person, except like, I mean, he does talk shit about Teresa, but I mean, that's well deserved because I feel like he sees who she really is.
Yeah.
And then he always gives Paulo like good advice, like you're being a fucking dick, like, you know, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. And I just don't get why he would like Aida, like she's fucking trash.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. In this episode as well, this is not important, but it's funny because I feel bad for Mariano. Mariano devises this whole plan to get Teresa to forgive him by getting together a whole serenata, a whole whatever that is.
She would hate that.
Exactly. Right.
Does he get Gumberto to do this? Because she would hate that even more.
Yeah, Gumberto and his whole mariachi band. It's not just Gumberto, it's everyone. Go to her house, and then they're singing something about forgive me, and then she comes out.
They're singing forgiveness is more than saying sorry.
Yeah, pretty much in Spanish, though. And so they're Teresa, Doña Refugio, and Don Armando are on the second floor. And then, you know, they hear the singing, they come out, Mariano's down there singing his heart out, and then Cumberto's also singing. And
at some point, he doesn't know her at all.
Right, yeah. Cumberto turns around, sings to Doña Juana. Mariano's still up there, or still facing Teresa and singing.
And then, I need to just rewatch this scene.
Yes.
I mean, and not then, rewatch, watch it.
Yeah, watch it. And then Doña Refugio and Don Armando are like, oh, come on, let him up to Teresa, because, you know, they're on the second floor. And so then she's like, oh, fine. And so he walks in and he's like holding a flower and he's like, do you forgive me? And she's like, no, I just let you in so you would shut up.
She's so mean and he
savage. Yeah. And then she's like, how could you even think I would like something so trashy?
That's true, though. Like, all she does is talk shit about Gumberto. I guess she doesn't do that in front of him, so he doesn't really know her because she hides the worst part of herself, you know what I mean?
And so, then she basically kicks Mariano out after that. And then she goes to her room, hugs that stupid bear, and she's like, that was so beautiful, Mariano. Gracias so much. Thank you so much for
what is her problem? Song,
but I can't forgive you just yet. And then puts the bear rack down.
I fucking hate her.
What is that? And then the bear, stop talking to it like it's Mariano. It's so weird.
I know. I those are the worst scenes for me because I'm like, who the hell seriously thought this was a good idea? If anything, she should just have a monologue like saying why she can't forgive him or she can't
instead like, of yeah.
That bear is completely unnecessary.
Whose idea was that bear?
And oh I need God. To punch them in the face because this is an abomination.
Yeah. But yeah, I think those were the most important things from episode 26.
Okay, how's Teresa puts Ruben in his place? Ruben woos Esperanza y rechaza su esposa. So,
oh God, so messed up. Yeah, he rejects his wife. Yeah,
that was fucked up.
It was so messed up.
It was so mean. Refugio is still sick and still doesn't want help. But everyone in the vecindad rallies around her to support her. Joni and Armando are still out of work. I think that's it, no?
That's good, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, this episode starts off with Teresa talking with Ruben. And, yeah, so in the last one, he or she is telling him that, yeah, any woman would love to have his stuff, his, I don't know, money, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, but I need respect. And somehow, I don't know, I wasn't paying that much attention, but she says something about she wants to get married someday or something like that. Do you remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
she's why like, does she, what is the point of bringing that up? I don't.
Well, because she's not going to be someone's side piece. And
with oh, her, okay.
She would be a side piece. And she's like, I'm not going to do that. I would be a wife.
Yeah. Okay. And then he's like, you're not, he like laughs like an evil smirk. He's like, you're not wife material.
Right. Yeah.
And she's like, and I think at some point he brings up the profe and he's like, who are you kidding? You're not the kind of woman for him, or he's not the kind of man for you. Something like that, he says. And then Teresa gets like, you know that thing they do in novelas? And I think they only do it in novelas and like, where like the whoever gets super close, like in front of the person's face as if they're going to kiss them. But then they're like, just kidding. And then they like walk away.
Yeah, nobody does that in real life. I would.
Think. I wouldn't even know what to do like with my hands.
What do I do with my
Where
hands?
Where do these go? So yeah, she gets like really close to his face, like, you know, face to face, like if she's about to kiss him. And then she's like, wow, I can't believe you talk like that about the profe. I thought you were friends. And then she like turns around to leave. And then, of course, with usual Teresa sass, she gets in the door. She turns around. She's like, well, bye.
Yeah.
And Ruben is just there with himself like, what?
And he's yeah. Then he's mad, like super mad later.
Yeah, he's mad. He's mad about the whole situation because I don't think he's used to getting no for an answer.
Yeah, he's not used to a woman's rejection. If anything, he rejects them when he wants, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
As we'll see like, him reject his wife.
His wife. His poor wife. Poor Mayra. So after this, we go to La Vecindad and Refugio is laying on the couch. And this is a continuation of the scene we saw on the last episode where she clutches her heart after receiving the bad news mm-hmm, of Armando being out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
And Esperanza is just there helping her, blah blah blah, saying she needs to go to a doctor. And then Refugio's like, no, nothing's wrong. And then Esperanza's like, no, something's wrong.
Yeah, that's or really or it. That wouldn't have happened, right?
Yeah, like that's not normal to pass out like that if everything's okay with you.
Yeah. And so then is it the same right after that where Don Armando refuses to let her up until Mariano can come check on her?
I think this is the same scene. Yeah.
Yeah,
because she wants to get up. Oh no, I think that happens later when she wants to work and he's like, no, I'll find a way to help you.
Yeah,
that's later.
El
I think
señor
so
va aprender a
planchar, doblar ropa. Wow
el señor.
y no sabe because you know he's a man and he doesn't have to do that.
Yeah,
who am I kidding? I can barely iron.
I can't iron either, and I know papi would always show off that he could.
Yeah, I mean, I do iron my clothes sometimes very rarely if it's super wrinkly, but if it's super wrinkly, I just don't wear it.
I was going to say, I don't have anything that gets wrinkly, so.
I do, and this is sad because you know when you wash clothes and you leave it in your, you know, basket because you're not going to put it away like till a week later till you have to wash again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how my clothes get wrinkly. Like if I would just put it away right away, it'd be fine, but, you know, who has time for that? I do, but I choose not to do it.
Yeah, there are better things to do.
Yeah. And so anyway, after this, Teresa's fake crying. Well, she sees Luisa. She starts fake crying on the spot because she has some manipulation she has to do.
Yeah, she walks in all normal. And then in a minute, she sees Luisa.
She sees Luisa. She's like,
she poses herself on the
wall, dramatic. Like,
yeah.
Dumb. Bad. dumb Luisa for falling for it always. So then she's Luisa's like, oh my god, what's wrong? And then she's like, me siento mal. And then dramatic music starts and it cuts from that scene. After this, Mayra's about to get rejected by her husband.
It's so messed up to watch. When I was watching it, I messaged Carmen and I was like, oh my god, Ruben just straight up dodged Mayra's kiss and rejected her.
Why is he doing this? I have a theory, you know, because he's talking about how she has cancer and she only has a little bit of time left. I think he's going to get a hitman on her. And I think he refuses to kiss her because he's like starting that separation from her.
I feel like you're right. Yeah, it's very suspicious that he's telling Esperanza that Mayra has cancer and then he's doing this kind of stuff to Mayra. I thought maybe it was just an extra manipulation thing to make her feel more shitty about herself.
And it could be. I might be off.
but there's something there because he is telling. How is he going to explain?
What is he going to do? Yeah.
Esperanza when Mayra's still alive.
This is like when Scott Peterson was saying that his wife was missing to his Sancha and she was still alive, but he was planning on doing what he was planning on doing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's what Ruben exactly. is doing.
Yeah.
That one's in my head because I just watched, Bailey Sarian's most recent makeup and murder mystery.
I'm so behind on hers. Yeah.
And it was about Scott Peterson. So then, and you know what my friend who went to the same high school as us and is from here said to me? She's like, I didn't know what happened there. I didn't know they were from Modesto.
Oh my God. Who doesn't know?
And that? I was like, bitch. What do you think that fucking memorial in front of a fucking school is for? What it literally you too? Downey. She went to Downey. It's okay, in so- Downey.
Okay, so I knew it's been in Modesto and they were both, or she was from Modesto, but I couldn't remember she went to Downey too. Damn, I didn't know that. Where's the memorial?
Wow, it's in front.
In the front? Like,
yeah, there's like a tree. Yeah, you know, in the front entrance. And then there's the benches.
Okay, yeah.
Well, like, off to the side, there's like a little area with a tree planted there. And then there's like a plaque in the grass that says,
oh,
in memory of Lacey Peterson, rest in peace. And yeah, I was telling Amparo about that. And then she's like, wait, I thought it was a different Lacey. And I was like, seriously?
What other Lacey Peterson do you know?
And I was just like, oh my God, you didn't know that? And then you didn't know that?
Wow. I seriously don't remember seeing this plaque. I know the tree. I remember the tree, but I don't remember the plaque.
Wow. Anyway. So yeah. That's what Ruben is doing. He's plotting murder.
I think so.
I honestly think so. Okay. And then after.
Oh, and you know what's worse about how he does this? So Mayra just randomly shows up to his office, right? And she's like, I want to have lunch. We never do things together. And he's like, you know, our relationship is changing. It's maturing. We don't need to do those things anymore.
Yeah. So it's a little different than that because I have my notes on it. But it is kind of like that because she's like, oh, let's think out for lunch. And then he's like, oh, no, I'm busy, blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, you never want to do things with me anymore. Do you not like me anymore? And he's like, no, I'm just busy. And then she's like, just goes on a little bit more about how she's worried. And then she's like, ya no hacemos el amor. You know, that's why she's basically saying, like, we don't have sex anymore. Like, that's why I think you don't like me, blah, blah. Like, what, you know, what's going on? And he's like, no, it's nothing. It's just that, you know, we're not young kids anymore. We don't need to be doing that kind of stuff. And I'm like, señor, people of all ages in, you know, relationships should be able to have sex if that's what they want. Like, just because you're older doesn't mean, you know, you don't have sex with your wife anymore. And then he's like, nuestro amor es maduro. No tenemos que hacer esas cosas. And basically he's like, oh, we have a different kind of love now. We have a mature love. We don't need to be humping like bunnies. That's not what he says. But, you know, that's basically what he's saying. But really it's because he's, you know, too busy. He's wore out from his side chicks.
Yeah.
I don't know. Seriously. And then Maeda, of course, falls for it. She's like, okay, if that's all what it is, whatever. She tries to kiss him, and he dodges the fuck out of her kiss. He's like, so whoop, like that as I did to him in the last episode. Yeah, he does that to Maeda.
Yeah, he's like, never mind. And then, like, kisses her cheek. And then Maida's like, what?
She's like, what the fuck? Like, her face says it all. Okay,
so bad.
Yeah. After this, it goes back to Teresa and Luisa. Teresa's fake crying. Teresa tells Luisa that she just tells her what happened with Genoveva and how Genoveva is now spreading a rumor that the apartment the profe is buying is for Teresa because they're together, they're lovers, whatever. And then at this moment, profe is like walking down the stairs and Teresa's like, oh my God, please don't tell him anything. And then it goes back to Ruben and Maida and she tries to kiss him again. And again, he's like, nope.
Yeah, at some point before she leaves, she does kiss him. Like, she moves so fast, he can't dodge it. And it's like, what the fuck is happening right now?
Oh, I forgot that. Okay.
Yeah, she, like, kisses him in the lips. Like, it's like a small peck because he didn't move fast enough.
But, yeah, I'm like, what is he doing? What is he? What I don't trust. Happy? I don't trust him. This is suspicious.
Very suspicious.
Then his assistant, or I don't know what she is, front receptionist, comes in. And she, and Ruben asks her if the profe called. And I don't know who he was supposed to have dinner with. Do you know what that was about?
Okay, so yeah, I think he was planning on having dinner with Teresa. He thought Teresa was not going to reject his advances. Okay. And they were going to have dinner. Because he tells his...
that makes sense.
Receptionist, like, mis planes no van a pasar. Like, my original plans are not happening anymore. But I do have someone else I need to see and make amends with.
Over and this there. Is it, Esperanza he's talking about, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I think the only reason he does this is because Teresa is not going
to. Rejected him. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
After this, we go to Profe and Teresa, and the Profe is asking Teresa how it went with Ruben. And I mean, of course, she doesn't say what really happened. They're just talking about what they need to do for work, blah, blah, blah. And really, the only important thing, I guess, I don't know if it's going to come back later or what, he gives her a new phone. And then he's like, you can teach me how to use it later. I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a BlackBerry.
It looks like a BlackBerry, yeah.
When they were new, you know. And mm-hmm. He's like, you can do everything on this thing. Internet, emails. It's like a small computer because, you know, at the time of the novela, 2010, I think we all still had razors and shit. That
just reminds me of The Office when they get BlackBerries.
Yeah, and then Stanley and Phyllis.
I'm not going to use this. Yeah.
Their thumbs are too big.
So that scene ends, and then we go to La Vecindad, and that asshole Fito is harassing Esperanza again, and he looks so creepy.
He does, yeah.
Like, what's his deal? I mean, I knew he was into shady stuff, and later he's gonna reel Johnny into his shady shit, right?
Yeah,
I don't know if you remember that.
Last episode, Esperanza and Doña Refugio are gossiping, like, what does he even do? And Doña Refugio's like, I don't know, but he comes and goes in La Vecindad. And he just comes and goes, and I see
it's
him
drugs,
all day.
Isn't it?
It probably is.
He's making drug deliveries in esa moto.
Yeah, because then he's...
He's selling mota en la moto.
Yeah. Doña Refugio tells Esperanza, whatever he does, he's making money because look at that motorcycle.
Drugs. Yeah. Mota. What is that scene from Rosa de Guadalupe? Or no, it's not Rosa de Guadalupe. It's another novella. And they're in the car, and then I don't know, one of the guys pulls out drugs and he's like, cocaína.
I don't remember, but it could honestly could be anything. It could be a novella or Rosa de Guadalupe, because they do that kind of thing.
Yeah, it just made me think of that. Fito selling cocaína. So anyway, the asshole Fito's harassing her, and then she gets a phone call from Ruben. He's asking for forgiveness again, and he brings up Maida's cancer, and he's like, I'm sorry.
Non-existent cancer.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm just nervous. I haven't been myself because of that, and blah, blah, blah. And then Fito's standing there this whole time during this conversation. Yeah. Unnecessary. And Esperanza hangs up, and he's like, oh, was that a guy? And then Esperanza's like,
none. Yeah, I'll back off.
And I'm like, what the hell, Fito, just leave her alone, because she doesn't want you, like, obviously.
You won't back off when she tells you she's not interested, but if she's talking to another guy, then you'll back off.
Then you'll back off. Like, okay, bullshit.
Yeah.
She said no. She's not interested. Leave her alone. Like, that should be enough. You shouldn't have to know that she's in a relationship or that there's another man involved to respect her. Like, come on.
Yeah, but you know, machismo.
Men, patriarchy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so.
That's all I'll say about that.
You sound like Forrest Gump. Was that on purpose?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm just checking. Because I feel like it's something you'd say, not on purpose, not purposefully sounding like Forrest Gump.
No, that is also very accurate. So,
okay, so after this, we go to the hospital, and Aurora's dad is talking con el doctor Ledesma about Mariano. Really, I mean, nothing really important other than el doctor Ledesma is telling Aurora's dad that Mariano's like taking more shifts. Because I guess they're just asking about how he's doing and blah, blah. How Mariano's doing. El doctor Ledesma is like, oh yeah, Mariano's, you know, taking on more shifts to save money to get married. And el doctor Ledesma's like, what? Because he knows this is the guy that Aurora's crushing on.
Yeah. Is it this episode? No, it must have been last episode.
Where we learned his name?
To mention it. No, oh. We learned it this episode. No, no, okay. No, no. That we learned that Aurora, I mean, it's obvious from the way she watches Mariano in the scene, San Teresa, but Aurora and her dad are having a conversation after like work or something one day. He's like, you still like him, don't you? And
okay.
And then she just puts her head on his shoulder like, yeah. And so he knows this and he wants to know more information on who is this guy.
Okay, that makes sense why he's asking about him and then why he's like intrigued when el doctor tells him that he's saving money to get married or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense, makes sense. Okay, so next, Johnny is just, you know, sitting on the bank of the street, or what is that called? The edge of the street, you know,
the sidewalk. Like the ledge.
But it's not a ledge because it's not high up, right? Whatever.
Oh, whatever.
He's sitting on the street.
Sidewalk.
The sidewalk. Yeah. He's sitting on the sidewalk. And he's sad, you know, because he doesn't have a job. Esperanza walks up to him. She's just consoling him because he's out of work and he's sad. And then Hugo and Doña Nachita walk up to them and they start asking Johnny for money. I'm like, first of all, Señora Nachita, it is not your other children's responsibilities to, you know, of course, in a family, everyone should contribute and blah, blah. But why did you have so many kids? If you, I don't even know.
Carmen.
I feel bad for Esperanza and Johnny because they're pressured. They can't even enjoy their lives because they're pressured.
No,
to
for
help
sure, for sure.
Out Nachita. And so, I mean, I didn't want to sound like people should have more kids than they can afford. Like, that's not what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm just saying Nachita is not a good mom. No,
no, I get what you're saying. Because it shouldn't be up to Johnny and Esperanza to contribute so much that it keeps the family afloat.
Yeah, and they're stressed out.
Yeah, Nachita and the husband both work.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're the next oldest too. And so.
Yeah. So I know it's hard out there for them and stuff, but I just feel bad for Johnny. And then Esperanza sees Johnny's like, fuck, like face. And then she's like, oh, I'll try to take on more shifts, whatever she says.
Yeah. She'll find more money.
Yeah. And she'll find that money in Ruben. After this, Aurora and Teresa are having some cafecito and, Aurora asks Teresa if she told the profe about what happened with Ruben. I guess with Ruben coming on to her. Teresa's like, no, I don't want to like cause any, you know, rifts between them because they've been friends for a long time, blah, blah. Aurora's like, it's not really fair. And Teresa's like, well, I can't really do anything about it. And then she also starts talking.
What can I do when I'm poor?
Yeah. Yeah. And then she tells Aurora that Paulo called her. And then
she called Paulo.
What is this phone call they're talking about? I didn't know.
I forgot to mention that too. So last episode, episode 26, after Teresa picks a fight with Mariano, and again, this was an unnecessary fight out of nowhere, uncalled for. But she walks upstairs away from Mariano and she's so mad. She's like just yelling. And then she like grabs her phone. She calls Mariano she calls Paulo. Paulo answers the phone. He's with
Aida?
Raul. No.
Oh, okay. I'm just guessing. Okay.
Yeah. And then she's like, hey, how are you? He's like, what do you want? And then she's like, whoa, what the hell's wrong with you? And he's like this, not just because Genoveva is taking his money, mm-hmm. but because Genoveva told him Profe is buying Teresa
right.
an apartment. And so she's not even available for you to be obsessing over mm-hmm. or to be, you know, after her. Mm-hmm. And so this is what he's mad about. And so then he tells Teresa, I know that there's something going on between you and Profe. I know he's buying you an apartment. And she's like, those are all lies. And she hangs up. She's all mad. She's slamming the phone on the table. And she's like, because like nothing is going to plan. And she's just so mad.
Oh, my God. So she's being messy per usual.
Yeah. And so that was not Paolo who called her. It was her who called him because she has now potentially broken up with Mariano and she's just looking
she for needs her backup option.
Yeah and but then her backup isn't there, you know.
Yeah, so she's pissed, but of course she twists it around when she's telling Aurora, because Teresa never does anything wrong,
right?
And while they're chatting, Esperanza calls Teresa, and Esperanza is trying to tell her that her mom had another mini episode of a heart attack. Yeah. But Teresa, of course, sees that it's someone from La Vecindad, and she's like, it's probably not important, and she doesn't answer. So after this, we see Aida talking with Genoveva, and she's telling her about how she's acting like she doesn't know, you know, still pretending to not know about Teresa coming over. And they're just talking shit about Teresa, per huge. And then while they're talking shit about Teresa, who else calls but Teresa?
Yeah.
And she's calling to confirm la cita que tienen to, you know, do the papeleo for the apartment.
Yeah.
So to confirm the appointment they have about the paperwork for the apartment.
Nice.
Do you see I translate now too?
Yeah, I thank you.
I was going to let you do it, but I was like, oh my God, I guess I'll just do it. She's not doing it.
It was like a second that you did it immediately.
You're right. I'm sorry. So Genoveva is like rolling her eyes while talking to Teresa, and then they hang up and they're still speculating and assuming that the apartment is for Teresa. And then Aida plots to bring Paolo to her dad's. Oh, because Teresa on the phone call asked Genoveva for them to do the paperwork at Ruben's because he is a notary.
Oh.
But I'm guessing he's like a notary / attorney, because notaries don't make that much money.
No, they don't.
That doesn't make sense.
He must have notary abilities, and he's a lawyer, because he's also trying to be on the lawyer
school board. That's right. Yeah, so he can't just be a notary.
Yeah,
so they want to do the paperwork there. The profe wants to do the paperwork there because, you know, he trusts Ruben, and Ruben is a notario. And Aida plots with Genoveva to bring Paolo so that Paolo will see that Teresa is filling out the paperwork, and it's just so he visually sees.
How are they going to excuse this? Because, like, wouldn't they just be like, what the fuck is Paolo doing here?
I mean, I think that they go sometimes for no reason, because they have both been there when they run into Teresa, and then, you know, true. They have like...
Mm-hmm. True. And I'm thinking this is going to bite her in the ass. I'm thinking that during this, Profe is going to say something about how it's for Luisa, or Luisa is going to be there. Like, I think this is going to go wrongly for Aida. Like,
I think so too, because also in this episode, at some later on, the profe is talking with Teresa about how he needs to make it right, because this rumor isn't okay. And Teresa tries to talk him out of it, but he's like, no, it's not right. They shouldn't be talking about us like that, or about you like that. And I'm going to set them straight, basically. That's really it for that phone call. And then after this, we go back to La Vecindad. Armando is actually being a good husband for once, because he's helping Refugio out. And I think this is where she's trying to get up and do work and planchar su ropa and stuff. And then Armando's like, no, stay there. I'll help you. I'll figure this out. Like, yeah, I think that's that scene.
Where el señor va a planchar.
Yeah. And after this, we go back to Aurora and Teresa having their coffee. And Aurora asks Teresa if she's talked with her mom about Refugio working less, because, you know, last episode 25, is when Aurora walks in on Refugio clutching her chest, and then, you know.
Yes.
So she's asking her, like, did you talk to your mom? And then she probably didn't even talk to her mom because Teresa doesn't care.
Yeah, let me go back to episode 26 for a sec. This conversation went more like Teresa talking shit to Refugio after Refugio had a heart attack after the conversation with Aurora. She's like, what are you telling Aurora that she pities me? Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God. That is the worst.
Yeah. But Teresa tells Aurora, oh, no, ya sabes, los papás trabajan muy...
Y se quieren sacrificar por los hijos.
Yeah, so what she tells her is like, no, you know, I tried, but they're parents. And, you know, parents just love sacrificing everything for their children. So she refused to do less work. And that is not the conversation they had. Again, Teresa...
Of course it wasn't.
Yelling at Refugio about how she shouldn't tell these things to Aurora because now Aurora pities her.
What a fucking bitch. So Teresa says she'll talk to Mariano because her mom will probably listen to Mariano more than her. And then she tells Aurora que le reclamó a Mariano for not telling her that Aurora was there. And then Aurora's like, oh, no, I asked him not to. So she's saying that she confronted Mariano for not telling her Aurora was there.
She's also downplaying it because she literally is talking to Mariano, but she didn't make it.
Yeah,
like that.
And she doesn't say that. Yeah, because then she, and I think she just does this to be a bitch and to get Aurora like jealous and to feel like shit. Yeah, because then she starts telling Aurora, she's like, oh my God, I'm glad you're here. I've been waiting to tell you this. And then she tells her how her and Mariano hicieron el amor. They made love.
You finally made love.
Who talks like that? I don't know. Maybe people talk like that.
I remember not telling everyone when I lost my virginity until like months later. Like even you. And
I didn't fucking know until like a year later. I didn't even know when the hell I knew.
Because who's just like, we made love. Like it's just, it was weird. I don't know.
Okay. So yeah. Anyway, Teresa's, you know, basically showing off that her and Mariano made love to Aurora. And Aurora tries to play cool. And she's like, oh, yeah. I mean, you know, you two love each other very much, blah, blah. She's just, you know, trying to hide her sadness, which is very noticeable. But of course, Teresa doesn't care because that's purpose. That's what she wants.
That's
to make
why she
Aurora feel
up.
Like shit. Yeah.
In fact, this is the only time she speaks lovingly of Mariano. All the other times she's, she's with him or talking shit about him. So.
And the only time she's saying anything good about him or how amazing he, Well, okay, before I move on from this scene, she's also like, oh yeah, that was amazing. He's so tender and loving and romantic. I'm just like, okay. Really? That's what you want? Okay. Okay.
That's what you want? Okay.
And tender, loving, romantic. Okay, enough about that. Okay, after this, Ruben and Esperanza are in the apartment, and he's, of course, trying to convince her to take him back, and he just saying his bullshit about Mayra having cancer, and Esperanza's like, oh, pues yo me tengo que hacer a un lado because I don't want to, you know, make your wife's condition worse. Like, she's basically saying, like, okay, I get it now. Like, I don't want you to ask for divorce because she's just going to get worse, and I really, at this point, just need to step aside. Because I don't want her to find out about us and for her to get worse. So Rubens, or maybe this was the whole point of the cancer thing, to convince Esperanza to stop asking him to divorce.
But that's the thing, because then Ruben is like, oh, she's not getting any better anyway. Don't
that's
worry
true.
About her.
Like he's still, I think he's still plotting on killing her.
How is he going to excuse her still being alive?
When she's
like
still alive.
A year.
Yeah. Because he's searching for his hitman. He's comparing rates, looking up reviews.
He's getting a good price. Yeah.
He's getting quotes.
Getting on Yelp.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Oh, wait. This is when it goes back to Teresa. And this is where she's showing off to make Aurora jealous. But whatever. We already mentioned how all that goes. And Teresa also tries to convince Aurora to throw a party for her, like, comeback or whatever. Aurora's like, oh, well, I have been thinking about it. And she's like, actually, I've been thinking about having the party in Cuernavaca. Where are my keys? And why does Teresa act so weird when she asks
wants
for
to
her
keep
keys?
The keys?
Oh,
she's
of course.
Greedy.
Yeah. Yeah. And Teresa's like, oh, yeah. I'll give them to you later. They're at my apartment, whatever.
Yeah. They're in la vecindad.
Oh, no. And then she's like, oh, I have to find them. Ever since my mom's been sick, she doesn't clean.
Oh yeah, like she can't clean.
Yeah. And so it goes back to Esperanza and Ruben, and Esperanza's like, oh, nothing would make me happier than you divorcing your wife, but I don't want her to get worse, blah, blah. And then Esperanza's like, okay, I understand why you don't want to like divorce, and I'm willing to wait. Like, what happened to Esperanza from 3 episodes ago who was ready to leave him? Because that's the Esperanza that I want around. But this Esperanza, this sorry ass
Not
fucking bitch,
this one.
no
Yeah.
thanks. She needs to listen to Truth Hurts
Yeah.
and move on.
Or no
Let
scrubs.
yeah, like let that song inspire you. I will survive anything.
Anything,
Errata de
yeah.
dos patas.
Rata
¿Qué creías?
inunda.
Animal rastrero.
What does that mean? Rata inunda.
Inmunda.
Inmunda. Rata
Hembra
inunda.
inmunda. Animal rastrero.
That song fucking hits, so
Yeah.
like you can't skip it. It's not possible. You listen to it, you have to sing along.
Yeah.
It's one of the best. Shout out to Paquita. Just kidding.
Shout out to Paquita. Yes, Miss Paquita. Yes, Doña
Yeah.
Paquita. Una reina.
Una reina en serio. A queen for real.
And if you don't know Spanish, I feel sorry that you don't know Paquita.
Oh my gosh, yeah, because Paquita
Imagine
is
living in this world without singing
listening.
Rata
Yeah,
de dos patas and feeling it in your soul.
I can't. I no, wow. Yeah, and you have to like exaggerate when you're singing it too, like
You have to yell. You have to pretend if you're not drinking, like if it comes on while you're cleaning, you know, you have to raise your imaginary glass and just
yeah. Grab the broom and
Okay.
shake it. Yeah, let's get back to Teresa.
No, well, one more thing. You have to pretend you're in a bad marriage or bad relationship, even if you're not, to just feel the
Yeah.
song. Because it
To
doesn't
channel
hit
it.
right. If you're
Yeah.
happy, it doesn't hit right.
No. So you have to make it something out of nowhere. Like, you know what? I remember this one time. Rata inunda. Animal rastrero.
Rastrero.
That is the only two parts I know without the song being on, though. So.
Okay, back to this. Where was I? Esperanza falls for Ruben's shit. After this, Teresa meets with Genoveva. Genoveva, of course, is still being a bitch to Teresa. Teresa is like playing it cool. And she's like, why are you spreading rumors about me?
Yeah, while I'm here, why are you so
Yeah,
obsessed with
and
me?
basically, before Genoveva can respond to her obsession and rumors, rumor spreading ass, it cuts, you know. So after this, we see Luisa and Profe, and they're talking about, well, the rumor, Luisa, because I don't think the Profe knew before this, did he? No, he did not.
No, Luisa is like, Teresa told me not to tell you. But as with
But
most things, Luisa can't keep a fucking secret. So of course
yeah.
she tells Profe.
Teresa knows this, so I think I knew.
That's
I mean, I
true.
think she
Yeah.
knew that she was going to tell him, and then he was going to worry about her and then try to come to her rescue or whatever.
You're right.
So then, yeah, she tells the prophet about the rumor, and then after that, we go to the hospital or wherever the hell Magda and Mariano are at. And no, it is a hospital.
Their school or
And
whatever, yeah.
yeah, and Magda is telling Mariano que el nuevo director wants to meet him. So the new director of the hospital wants to meet Mariano. And this is, of course, Aurora's dad.
Yes. And
Okay,
it's not that he's
so.
new, the new director, it's just that he's been gone 3 years, and so he's resuming his post as director.
I thought he was new because.
Oh. In episode, last episode, when Doctor and Ledesma and him like run into each other and they're like getting along, and they're like, oh man, how have you been? Blah blah blah. And then Doctor Ledesma tells him, I'm assuming you're gonna take command again as director, and he's like, Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Oh, I didn't realize that. Okay, so after this.
And so last episode is where there's like this random triage like thing
Oh yeah,
scenario.
that comes back in this episode. And
Yeah.
then doesn't Mariano like yell at him like get the fuck out of my way, basically. I'm trying to
Yeah.
doctor here and you're in my way. Move,
Who are you,
bitch.
sir? Sir, get out of this room. You're not wearing your surgical shit. Like,
Yeah,
leave.
get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out right now. It cuts from Magda telling him that Aurora's dad wants to meet Mariano. And we see Profe and he's talking to Teresa. that he found out about the rumor. And Teresa's like, just forget about it. Of course, they're doing their same old flirty thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's
then
like, if I were buying you something, it would be a whole house.
He's like, first of all, let's get this straight. I wouldn't buy you an apartment. I would buy you a house, a whole ass house. And she's just like,
yeah.
And so they're like, I don't know. Oh, and then he's like, and it would be because I would ask you to marry me. How do you just say that nonchalantly? Like, what the hell?
She's like, I would love to marry you. Oh, my God.
She's like, oh, my God, I would love to marry you. And then he's like, yeah, I mean, we're both single. We could get married in the future with no problems.
This is like if you were having a conversation about going to get pupusas with someone. Like, you know, I've been thinking about pupusas. Oh, my God. I've been thinking about pupusas, too. We're both
hungry.
We're both hungry. Why can't we
Let's go get pupusas.
Pupusas have been on my mind lately, which is why I use them as an example.
Have you still not ate any?
No.
Well,
I've been thinking about them, though.
They've been on my mind. Mm-hmm. I would have married a pupusa.
We're single. Why can't we marry a pupusa? No, I'm not single. I'm very married.
Also, you can't marry food. Anyway. and Teresa's just agreeing, like, yeah, we're both single, except this fucking hoe is most certainly not single. And so then Teresa's like, oh, any woman would be happy to marry you. You're a catch. And then she's like, oh, my God, I shouldn't have said that. You know how she always does that. She's like, oh, I still don't get why you're not married. And then he's like, well, I'm waiting. And then she cuts him off before he says, I'm waiting for you to graduate. And she's like, oh, of course, the Paloma thing. I get it. You know, that was hard. He's like, no, that's not it. And then they keep flirting, whatever. Okay, now we go back to the hospital. And el Dr. Ledesma is introducing Mariano to Aurora's dad, the not new director who's resuming his post as director of the hospital.
Yes.
And by the way, his name is Hector or Hector.
Hector, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that until this episode. I don't know if they ever say his name before.
No, I don't remember hearing it. But yeah, and so Mariano just sees his face. He's like, oh, my God.
He's like, oh, shit. And then it flashes back to Mariano yelling at him. And cuts from that scene. And then, well, before it cuts from that scene, Hector, or I don't know what they call him. Doctor Hector.
Doctor Hector, yeah. What is your last name?
Cáceres, isn't it?
Oh, I think so.
Okay. Yeah, it is. So we'll call him the El Director Cáceres.
Yes.
So he's like, he doesn't talk yet, but he just looks like pissed. Like you can tell he's pissed. And then it ends. After this, it goes back to the profe and Teresa, and he's just like saying like, no voy a permitir que hablen mal de ti. And Teresa tries to convince him not to, like, it's just a silly rumor. Like, we don't need to, like, you know, clear it up or anything.
It's not a big deal. Blah, blah,
yeah.
Blah. But it is to profe.
Yeah, it is. And he's going to make this right. And so then Luisa walks down with the profe's new phone, you know, cuts their conversation. Teresa's like, oh, I can help you. And then someone's calling her again. And it's probably Esperanza trying to tell her about her mom. And of course, as usual, she ignores the call. It goes back to the hospital. And El Director Cáceres is telling El Doctor Ledesma about what happened earlier with Mariano.
This yelling bitch at him. Is fucking yelling at me, by the way.
He's telling like, this, out of the way. This is the person, the, what do you call it? The guy amazing student about. The guy you're raving about, this is the guy you're telling me about, because he was yelling at me earlier. And then Mariano was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry, you know, I didn't know you were the director, I was just trying, you know, to do my job basically. And then el director just kind of like, you know, his mood changes and he's like, nah, you did good. Then they start talking about some project that they want to give Mariano, whatever. Teresa finally calls Esperanza back after this, and Esperanza tells her about Refugio being sick again, and she like urges to Teresa that Mariano needs to see her. And Mariano's like, I mean, and Teresa's like, because, you know, she doesn't want to call Mariano because they're mad, or she's mad at him. I mean, after this, I think it goes back to the hospital, and el director is just telling el doctor Ledesma that he's impressed by Mariano, not important, blah blah, whatever.
Yeah,
it goes back to Ruben and Esperanza, and she's saying she needs to go. He's trying to talk to her again out of working. Like, seriously?
Yeah.
he ends up giving her like extra money because she says like that Johnny is out of work. And after Esperanza leaves, he calls Mayra. And see, and this is what I don't understand.
Well, because Esperanza was his backup dinner.
Oh, yeah. And she has to leave to work. So now he doesn't have anyone to have dinner with. So his last resort is his wife.
And he has this reservation already. Yeah.
So fucking shitty. So, yeah, he calls Mayra and he's like, oh, guess what? I was able to leave work sooner. Let's have dinner. And she's all excited. Like, yeah, like little does she know.
He's over here saying she has cancer and shit. And he's probably planning to kill her or something weird.
After this, Teresa finally gets home and she actually seems genuinely worried about Refugio. Maybe she is. Except she still doesn't want to call Mariano.
Yeah.
And she makes Doña Juana call him instead. It ends with that scene and then Aurora gets to her dad's office. And then, see, this is why I thought that he had a new job, because it seems like they're talking about his new job. So
no,
I don't know.
I think she's just like, how's it going?
Okay, yeah. That makes sense.
At the job.
And then Aurora's just talking about how she doesn't know which university she's going to continue her education at. After this, we go back to La Vecindad. Teresa is helping Refugio to bed, and they start arguing about why Teresa is mad at Mariano, because Refugio is like, de seguro están enojados otra vez por uno de tus berrinches.
Which is very true. Yeah, so Refugio tells her, you're probably fighting again because you caused a problem with your tantrums. And yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That's literally what happened. She knows her daughter so well. Not really, but kind of.
She has an idea better than others.
Yeah. After this, Teresa goes to talk to Rosita's ghost. Oh, no, she goes to see the flower, the rose that Mariano brought her. And then she starts talking to Rosita's ghost at the altar. Or her spirit, whatever people call it.
her spirit.
Her ghost. And she tells Rosita that she doesn't know what to do because she doesn't want to leave Mariano because that's the love of her life. But the profe wants to be with her. Like, damn, Teresa, you cannot have it both ways. Like, if you want to be a gold digger, just be a gold digger. But, you know, don't play with Mariano like that.
Leave everyone else alone. Yeah.
Yeah. After this, we see Luisa talking with profe. They start talking about how profe basically said he would marry her. And then Luisa's like, oh my God, well, you should talk to her, like, seriously about it. And he's like, well, it's not the right time right now anyway. That scene ends, and Doña Juana is talking to Teresa, and she's just giving her advice about don't fight over dumbass little shit, basically, is what she's telling her.
Yeah.
While they're talking about that, Aurora gets there, and she's like, oh, I'm so sorry to just, you know, come here unannounced, but I'm, you know, here for my keys. Oh, and this is where Teresa says, oh, I'm sorry for the mess, but my mom hasn't cleaned since she got sick.
Yeah, like she can't clean.
But she says it with attitude. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry for this. My mom has cleaned. It's like, oh my God, you clean then. Someone else should clean, obviously.
Yeah, you and your papi, but you guys clean together. Buenos para nada.
Seriously. Nadie me ayuda en esta casa. It's true for Refugio.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah, because when other moms say that, it's not true because...
because they force us to help.
Yeah.
What they need to do is force their sons to help too. Shit.
Mm-hmm, right? So Aurora steps inside and then she offers to buy Refugio the family the blood pressure measurer thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does that have a name?
It's a long name. It's like starts with an S or something. It doesn't matter. It's like a blood pressure cuff and blood pressure kit because it has the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So she's offering to buy that. And then we go to Aida and Paulo, and they're talking about the whole Teresa thing with profe. And then Paulo just talking shit about Teresa using him.
You care.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We go back to La Vecindad. Mariano gets there, and Teresa acts like she wasn't mad at him.
Why is
this whole time?
Her and Aurora walking down together, and that's why Aurora's there too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so they're walking down, and then he's getting there, and they run into him. And then Teresa pretends as if she wasn't mad at him.
Yeah.
Like, and then she kisses him like normal. Yeah. And then she's like, oh, thank you for the rose that you got me. And she's like kissing him. And then Aurora's standing there like, oh my God. Like,
and she only does it because Aurora is right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So then Aurora leaves. And then Mariano is like, well, what was up with that kiss? Are you not mad at me anymore? Or did he just kiss me to make Aurora jealous? And then she's like, what do you mean? Of course not. Blah, 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 whatever. And then he basically just tells her that he's tired of her little games, but still she finds a way to convince him and they make up. Like, I was hoping they would break up. Like, I'm fucking tired of this shit. I'm so tired of it.
Me too.
But I feel like it's coming. It's coming because the profe is talking about marrying her and we know that they do get engaged.
Yeah.
So I'm like waiting, rooting.
Yeah. It's
for
yeah.
their breakup. Like, I want Mariano to be happy. I want Aurora to be happy. Yeah. I want Teresa to get shot.
I don't think that happens.
I feel like it happens.
You keep saying somebody gets shot, but I don't know that.
I think that's in Ruby. Oh no, Ruby falls down the thing and then lands on her fucking face, but doesn't die. Okay, but something happens to Teresa. I remember a gun being involved. Okay, whatever.
I thought it was like a fire.
I'm gonna keep I thought that was Ruby, but it's Ruby. Not.
I don't remember.
Okay, clearly we don't know. We're gonna find out at some point. So Refugio is insisting that she doesn't need to be checked by Mariano. And then she says she's just worried about Armando not having a job. Like, there's nothing wrong with her. It's just that.
Mm-hmm.
After this, we see Cumberto and Doña Juana, and they're talking about how to help Refugio and Armando. And I mean, their conversation is pointless other than they almost kiss for no reason, other than the way they stand up and they're facing each other and they're like staring at each other's eyes and they're about to kiss, and then again, this does not happen, right? I've
only in novelas.
Yeah. After this, Teresa and her dad are talking about Armando finding a job, and then she's like, well, if you don't fucking get a good job, I'm gonna take the wages from the profe. And he's like, no, you don't need to do that. And
like
that's really it.
Worrying him more. God.
Yeah. But, you know, she doesn't care. And she is going to take the wages probably because she wants to, not because she wants to help out.
No, for herself.
Yeah. And after this, Fito is, I don't know, he scares the shit out of Johnny because he rides up in his motorcycle. And then Johnny's like, oh, what the fuck? That was so unnecessary. And then Johnny's like holding like a newspaper, like looking for want ads. And then Fito's like, I have a job for you. But it sounds like sketchy.
Yeah, the way he says it, his body language.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, you need work?
I got work
for you.
Yeah. When I was watching this episode, Paul got home and he was like, he saw Johnny and he saw how brown he was. And he's like, is that guy bad?
Oh my God.
Aww. And I was like, no, not this guy. But I feel like he's going to get into some shady shit. And he's like, yeah, it sounded like that guy was offering to like get him into like some kind of drug business. And I was like, right? You can tell.
Yeah.
You can tell Fito's shady.
Yeah.
After this, the profe gets to La Vecindad and Don Armando is like, oh, Teresa no está. And then he's like, no, I'm here to talk with you. And then it ends there.
Yeah. And we don't know what about. We'll find out next episode.
He's probably going to ask for, I don't know.
Yeah. Because then they're going to be like, wait, she's with Mariano. What the fuck?
Yeah. So
I don't know.
I guess we'll have to see.
We will see. Yeah. But yeah, that is it for this episode. We'll see if we cover two next time. Maybe.
I feel like we should, but it's just so hard.
We should.
All right. Before we go, remember, entre ser o no ser,
tú eres.
Bye.